We're starting. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Well, the name disappeared as soon as I went to the call, so I'm like, is he still there? Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're starting in Buckeye with Dan this segment. Well, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I have an issue outside. Over the last 6 months or so, I've always noticed the corner of the patio is always wet. There's no sprinklers or anything nearby that's causing it to be wet. And so what I ended up doing is digging away some of the ground in that corner, and the ground is really saturated underneath. So it's right near a hose bib on the side of the house. There's no real evidence that hose bib is leaking. On the inside of the house, near the drywall side, I cut a hole inside, and it's bone dry on the inside. So I'm thinking it's underneath the ground or underneath the foundation. So I don't know. Do I need to call a plumber to come and help me with that, or how would I go about addressing that? That issue.
And just out of curiosity, real quick, there's no white pipe sticking out of the wall anywhere nearby, is there?
No, I look to make sure. I do have a drip mist system for the plants and also a sprinkler, but they're on the other side of the yard, so it's not anywhere near that.
And actually, what I was looking for is the PVC pipe that would be coming from your air conditioning, the condensation.
Oh, yeah. No, not on that side of the house.
Okay. You would actually probably, I would call a water leak detector.
In Buckeye,
speaking. He
could call Thunderbird Plumbing. And Joe would come out and do a leak detection service for you. Joe, serving the whole West Valley, Thunderbird Plumbing, 623-975-3302. But I was going exactly where you were going, Romy, that it was probably a condensate for the air conditioner. But if he's sure that's not it, it's reached that level of saturation in underneath the slab with the hose bib right there. He's got an underslab leak.
Yeah. We appreciate the call. There's the guy that'll help you get that taken care of. Let's go now to... We're going to come back to Andy. Let's go to Robert, see how we can help Robert this morning. Are you with us, sir? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know much terminology here, but I just got some trees. I have a septic system where the concrete tank is in the front yard, and I know not to plant near that, but I'm not sure if I can plant trees anywhere in the front yard because I was told that there are certain overflow, for lack of a better term, holes in the yard.
Clean out holes. In between the house and the concrete septic tank, there ought to be two pipes sticking out of the ground. Those are clean outs.
Right. I was told that there was like overflow closer towards the sidewalk, away from the house. There's like overflow holes underground.
Where are you in Arizona?
Circle City, Morristown.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's unusual the septic tank would even be in the front yard, but the overflow is going to be the overflow of the septic tank into the leach pit or leach field. So the liquids, of course, in the concrete tank fill up, and then they're diverted out to a leach pit, leach field, and that is the only thing I can think of that you would consider overflow.
And are you physically in Circle City, one of the houses on the circle?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of homes in Circle City that have trees in the front, big trees. Eucalyptus and mesquites, and I don't know that. Obviously, you don't want to put it right on top of the tank.
No, I wouldn't want it within about 15 feet of the tank or the leach line for sure.
But there's plenty of trees, like a Texas ebony is a pretty good tree for that case. They don't get huge and wide like a mesquite, but they're very good desert, and they grow some. One of my the prettiest green colors of the desert adaptive trees, I think, is the Texas ebony. So.
That is a pretty green. Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be too shy about it. Just make sure you know exactly where that tank is and stay away from it. And like I said, just look at any town on the circle in Circle City. There's plenty of trees.
Okay. I'm going to have to take your word for it.
It's a very interesting town.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, very interesting layout. I think it dates back to like the 50s or 60s.
It does. It was a Jewish community. And I mean, when you go there, you imagine it was a dirt road, just how long it would have taken them to get there. And it's just built in a circle. The very center is a little park. And so you've got your first circle of homes all face in the park. And then there's a second circle. So then the homes back up. And if you ever find yourself on Grand Avenue and you see a sign that says Circle City, just turn in, take a loop. You can't get lost. just to check it out. It's very interesting, unique place.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Let's go back and see if we can help Andy now. And Queen Creek?
Yes.
And a Louis Lamore home. Very good. Well, how can we help you?
Yes, I was wondering about...
Andy, hang on one second. We came to you not paying attention at the time. Our broadcast engineer caught us. Can't talk through the bottom of the hour news. And it's got a grading issue in a 2007 vintage home, and his favorite author is Louis L'Amour, which just happened to be one I've read a lot of.
He was in a home that Louis was in at one point. Oh.